afternoon, Detective.
How's it going, Patrice?
Not bad. Call for you.
Great. Send it back.
There are 77 93 white Mazda pickups in Colorado, and I want a couple officers to photograph every one of them. So when McCarthy's defense tries to say, well, how do you know the Mazda and the video is his?
They'll be able to show that McCarthy's is the only one in the state with those markings.
Yeah. Detective Parker, this is Detective Rasmussen from Westminster, Colorado. How are you doing today?
Not half bad. How can I help you?
Actually, I think this might be me helping you. We caught a serial rapist here in Colorado recently.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. And in going through his stuff, we came across evidence related to an unsolved case of yours from a couple years back.
A rape?
That's right. Victim's name is Marie Adler.
Oh, wow. That one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that wasn't unsolved. It was dismissed. She made it up.
Are we talking about the same Marie Adler? Date of birth 4690, 5'3", 110 pounds?
Yep, that's her. A complicated kid. It's pretty sad, actually. We ended up having to charge her with false reporting. I mean, I felt bad for her, but, you know, law's the law.
Detective, would you mind giving me your email address?
Sure. It's parker@linwoodpd.com.
Okay, I'm sending you something. You let me know when you get it.
I just got it.
Yeah, when we were going through our guy's stuff, we found pictures of his victims. Most were of women we already knew about, but the one I'm sending you was the only one we didn't recognize. Did it open? Detective?
Yeah, yes.
We have seven more of her. The others are harder to look at. I'll send them along so you have everything.
Yeah. Okay.
So long.
What was that?
Detective Parker to see Detective Rasmussen.
Hey, Gonzalez called. He needs us to go through our files and add up how many times McCarthy stopped and started for each victim. You can use each time he re-entered as a new rape charge.
Well, I can do that.
Oh, look, he's landed. Detective Parker?
Yes, hi.
Grace Rasmussen. Nice of you to come all this way. We're in here.
That's a lot of paperwork.
It includes all our dead ends. So coffee, tea, shitty snacks are over there in the corner. My junk food is Sue junk food.
Thanks.
Good work. It's
very good work.
Thank you.
Looks like you have enough to send him away for a long time.
I don't count my chickens. I've seen rapists get probation too many times to count on anything. Here, why don't I walk you out?
I feel like, I should explain. The problem is, I've got nothing. You know, you hear about bad cops. You know, guys who make bad calls or end up hurting the people they're supposed to protect. And I always think, like, well, who the hell let him on the force, right? Just get rid of him. Maybe we should get rid of me. Well, thank you.
You bet.
Hey, Marie. You got a couple minutes? Sorry to bother you at work. This won't take long. I got some information recently that I need to share with you.
I was contacted by some detectives in Colorado last week.
They apprehended a rapist. And when they looked through his stuff, they found a picture of you. Eight pictures. Taken during an assault. During your assault, the one I didn't believe, the one I made you say never happened. I figured you wouldn't want to see me, but I felt it was important to tell you in person, to look you in the eye and tell you I was wrong. I mean, I've been trying to figure out how I could have been so off. I wish I had an answer. I don't. I'd do anything to go back and redo the whole thing, to just start all over and do right by you. I really would.
Well, you can't.
There's one more thing. This is for you. It's from the city.
I sent one of these over to the DA's office, too. It's everything I lifted off McCarthy's electronics. For too many photos to print, so I just did thumbnails and threw them on the drive. There's also a list of everything he downloaded. Mm. Check out the books. There's one in there called the Rape Forensics Guide.
He had that? Why am I surprised? Of course he had that.
You've heard of it?
Yeah, it's written by cops.
I saw that. Oh, they didn't really think that one through, did they?
No, they did not.
Look, there's one more thing that's bugging the shit out of me.
What's that?
He had a hard drive, 75 gigs. He protected it with TrueCrypt. It's this encryption software no one's figured out how to bust into yet.
75 gigs is big.
Huge. It's an entire floor of a library.
You can't see what's in it?
Nope. All I can see are the names of the files that he dragged into it. The main one was just called Girls. He dragged other files into that one. Each one had a name. Amber, Sarah, Lily, and a bunch of other names.
Women he was stalking, other women he's raped? No, I know. Is there anything that can tell you anything?
Not about content, no.
You gotta get in there.
I'm trying, but like I said...
Well, I know. It's impossible. I'm just saying. You have to.
He's got to get in there.
I know.
I mean, who knows what else this guy has done?
I know.
Well, he wants to plead guilty.
You're kidding.
Nope. His lawyer said he wants to get it over with. Doesn't want to put his victims through the pain of a trial.
Oh, now he's concerned about their comfort.
It's not a bad move. Depending on the judge, it could really reduce his jail time.
So straight to sentencing?
That's right.
When?
A couple months. Take us a beat to get our ducks in a row. Oh, and he has one condition. He'll only do it if we drop the kidnapping charges.
Wait, so he'll plead guilty to multiple rapes, but doesn't like the charge of kidnapping because it'll hurt his reputation?
Detective, if I try to understand every criminal I prosecute, okay? Talk to the victims. I won't drop the kidnapping unless they okay it.
We'll ask.
Hang on, if our women agree to this, you'll counter?
Yep.
So tell him you'll only drop kidnapping if he gives up the password to his hard drive. I want to know every hideous thing this guy's done.
I hear you. You're not wrong, but I can't get into it right now. Yeah, no, let's talk on Friday. Marie, yeah, don't tell me.
Adler.
Well, I told you not to tell me. What brings you around here? Oh, wait. Walk with me. Yeah, no offense, Marie, but I was hoping to never see you again. What's up?
Oh, I need a lawyer.
Uh-oh. What happened?
No. I'm not the one in trouble. I just need to press charges against someone else.
Oh, well, I'm not that kind of lawyer.
Well, I know, but I thought you might know someone who was.
Well, who do you want to sue?
Pretty much everybody, but I thought I'd start with the city.
Same, you got the same number?
Yeah.
I'll get your name.
Yeah, Don and I went to law school together. Spent more time on the basketball court than in the library, but somehow it worked out. Water, coffee?
Oh, no thanks.
So, he sent me your case file, which... By the way, let me just say, what happened to you should not happen to anyone, ever.
Yeah, well...
You know, no one ever accuses a robbery victim of lying or someone who says he was carjacked. Doesn't happen. But when it comes to sexual assault... Anyway, have a seat. So, Don told me about the check they gave you. Reimbursement for your fine. How do you feel about that?
Well, at first, I was like, $500. Cool. But then I got to thinking that there were other things that I lost because of this. Like my job, my housing, free counselors, plus, you know, friendships. And I know it's like, hey, $500 that you didn't have yesterday, but my whole life I've just been like, take what you get and just be happy that it's not worse. But something about this made me feel like maybe that's not good enough this time.
You know what happens when you decide you're not gonna just take what you get anymore?
What?
you get more.
Okay, so I spoke to our victims.
Hello to you too, Detective.
Oh, hey. They're okay with you dropping kidnapping and not going to trial.
Excellent.
As long as they can address the court at his sentencing. A couple of them want to look him in the eye.
Yeah, sure, of course. I gotta take this, thanks.
Well, hang on, what about the password?
Oh, yeah, no, he won't give it up.
What do you mean? He's a fucking rapist. How about he doesn't have a choice?
What do you want me to do, waterboard him?
Can you? Just tell him if he doesn't cough it up, you're going to trial, kidnapping and everything.
Detective, I have a serial rapist who's pleading guilty to 30 counts of sexual assault. Okay, I'm not gonna blow this on a password. Gonzalez. Oh,
there are other women on there. Don't you wanna know who they are or what happened to them?
Yes, but I'm not gonna risk going to trial with this guy, okay? See you at the sentencing.
You good?
There she is. Come on in.
I have nightmares. I am scared all of the time, every minute of every day. My friends try to help me, but I have a hard time trusting people. I can't sleep. I'm in pain. I've lost weight. I've lost work. I've lost money. I have violent thoughts. I've never had violent thoughts before, ever. You think it's just one night compared to all of the other minutes of my life? How could this one short incident make a difference? It does.
Your Honor, what I really want to do is I want to ask the defendant a question. Can I do that?
By all means.
Why did you pick me? What was I doing that made you want to come for me? I'm so scared of doing it again. I don't water my lawn anymore. I don't read by the window. They say that routines make you vulnerable, so anything routine, I just stop doing. It's made my world very small, and I still don't feel safe. I think if I just knew what it was, what I did, if I knew what that one thing was, and I'd stop doing it, and then maybe I could get my life back again.
Your Honor, Mr. McCarthy has other victims, ones who weren't up to being here today and seeing him. They want to be sure you don't misread their absence as indifference. Because they care about what is happening here today more than you can imagine. If at any point in the near or distant future Mr. McCarthy is a free man, they will not feel safe, ever. And these women deserve to feel safe.
Bottom line is, they don't want to go to trial, which is good. Neither do we.
Why not?
Because they will try to make you look as bad as they do. They already did that once. Let's not give them another swing at it. So, everyone wants a settlement. Question is how much. We have an offer. It's just an opening. We'll go back.
How much is it for?
$150,000.
They want to give me $150,000?
No, they don't want to give you anything. But that is what they're willing to give you to bury this.
Tell them I'll take it.
No, look, we can do much better.
I don't need better. $150,000 is a lot of money. It's enough for me to get out of here, start over somewhere else. Plus, really, all I need is for them to acknowledge what they did to me. And this does that.
I'd like them to acknowledge it more. Like double.
I want this to be over.
Mr. McCarthy. You treated these women as if they were your prey. Your actions were pure evil. And because of this, you have lost the privilege of living in a free society. I am assessing the maximum penalty. I am sentencing you to 327.5 years in prison. This court is now adjourned. Thank you.
It's gonna be all right. Don't let it get into your head tonight. Just relax.
Okay, so don't you have a confession time. I did something this morning that I've never done before. Uh-oh. I'm a little scared.
I prayed.
Shut up, you did not.
I did. I bowed my head and I said, listen, motherfucker, you let all this horrible shit go down day after day after day. Is it too much to ask that on this one day you get one fucking thing right? And look, it worked. Hey, did you tell her yet?
Tell me what?
This is it, right here.
We don't need to get into this.
What do you mean? What don't we need to get into?
This is the exact spot where Max the Knife was born.
Who?
His alter ego. Come on, tell her.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come on.
I'm gonna take a piss.
Oh, no! Oh. What? Come on! Tell me! I don't like that.
Oh, that is because you have a problem with control.
Oh, I have a problem with control. Wow, me?
Yeah, if you don't have every little piece of information, if you don't make all the decisions yourself.
Whoa.
So, I'm sorry, can you hear this?
Whatever it is, I agree with Grace.
I'm just saying,
if you could loosen up a little.
Oh, please. You were like the least loose person I have ever met. You're like faux loose.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear, and it shows them a pearly white.
What is he doing?
Just a jackknife who's old Mackie babe.
Oh,
and
no!
He out of sight.
This is where it comes from? That he has done this before?
Every time we go out, it's kind of his thing.
Scarlet billow, star tooth bread.
Is it so bad?
It's kind of adorable.
Oh, or is it just bad?
Yeah, I would say the latter.
Oh, no!
Face of wrath
on the sidewalk.
Good evening, Detective.
Oh, Taggart! This is my guy, Steve.
Evening. Interesting update. Chris McCarthy's lawyer called, says he wants to be interviewed.
says he wants to explain himself. He thinks it could be helpful to law enforcement.
Are you serious? We get to talk to him?
Oh, no, not you, just me. Believe it or not, women make him uncomfortable.
Well, the problem is you're always a step behind. You're reacting. You want to catch guys like me, you got to get out ahead of us. Anticipate, because we think about this a lot. And we're smart.
Smart how?
Well, careful with prints, careful with DNA. It's like being out in the wilderness, leave no trace.
It's easier to catch guys like you when they're just starting out.
Well, it's like anything. You know, the more you do it, the better you get. That first one, up in Washington, I left all kinds of stuff behind. Hair, fluids. And all I could think about was all that DNA, you know, all over the place. All they had to do was compare it to my military records. I was dead sure they were going to knock on my door the next day and take me away. But nothing happened. And so you think, okay, cool, I guess I can do this.
Hey, we got the guy. Okay. What is it?
You know, it's all the other sociopaths out there with their rape kits and their guns thinking, hey, I guess I can do this.
You can't do that. You can't take on all the bad guys at once. We did a good thing getting this guy. Let it be a good thing. You got the job done. Cheer the fuck up. God. Okay.
Yes.
One day's burden is enough for one day.
Exactly. One day's burden is enough for one day. I like that.
It's from the Bible. Shut up, Matthew 6:34.
Whatever that means.
Do you feel remorse?
I mean, I know I can't be out there. I wasn't ever gonna stop.
Congratulations, hon. Drive carefully.
Thank you.
And just pay the clerk over at window seat.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Could you take my picture for me?
Sure.
Parker. Yeah. Yes. Send her up. Oh, okay. I'll come down. Hi. go somewhere so we can talk?
Or... No. I don't really want to be alone with you. You understand that, right?
I guess so. Yes.
So I got my $500 back. And I got more money from the city, as you probably know.
I do.
You know what I never got? Ever? From anybody? An apology. Even I know, when you mess up, you apologize. When you mess up so bad, when your one stupid mistake ruins a person's entire life, you apologize more.
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
Next time, do better.
Password.
Jason said he'd keep at it in his free time.
He has free time?
Not really, no. Hey, listen, before you go, I just wanted to say.
Oh, no, no, don't, please.
Don't what?
Do that thing, that sincere, this has meant the world to me, woman bonding thing.
No, I was not going to woman bond.
Bullshit.
No. No, I was just gonna say,
What?
Okay, fine, you're right. I'm gonna woman bond. Cut me some slack. Never had a mentor.
I hate the word mentor.
Fine. I won't say anything.
Thank you.
This is Detective Duval.
Hi, I don't know if you know who I am. This is Maria Adler.
Maria Adler. Of course I know who you are.
I hope it's okay that I'm calling.
I got your number from my lawyer.
Yes, of course. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm at the beach, actually.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I just, I was calling to say, to thank you for, you know, everything that you did.
Well, of course. I'm so glad we were able to help.
You did. Totally. You know, the thing is, I've spent my whole life trying really hard to believe that most people are basically good. Even when the ones I knew weren't.
I don't know, I guess it just gave me hope
or something.
I can see that.
Then this thing happened, the rape, and...
I don't know, it just became harder for me to believe that there was
really any good in the world. And I think that that was the hardest part of this whole thing. Waking up feeling hopeless. And I would think things like, well, if the world is this bad, do I even want to be in it, you know?
I do.
But then, out of nowhere, I hear about these two people in some completely other part of the country looking out for me and making things right, and I don't know, more than anything else. More than him getting locked up. More than the money I got. It was hearing that about you guys that just changed things completely. And I wake up now. And I can imagine good things happening.
I'm so happy to hear that, Marie.
So, anyway, I just wanted you to know that you did that for me. And to say thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, you have a good day, okay?
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Call from someone just now.
Yeah?
Marie Adler.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She was calling from the beach, and she was calling to say she's doing very well, and that she wanted to say thank you.